Unwind to Resilience by Josef Guttmann and Peter Broderick and explore the Bay of Naples. A cluster of pine trees seems to invite your gaze down into the Bay of Naples, awash with light. Here, Louise Josephine Sarrazin de Belmont offers us a snapshot of the Mediterranean, where sea and sky merge into one tranquil blue. The artist painted this huge canvas after studying perspective and light in the studio of Pierre-Henri de Valenciennes, a great landscape painter, and one of the very few artists to open up his studio to women at the time. Sarrazin de Belmont soon achieved recognition and success, enabling her to satisfy her desire to travel. She moved to Italy, where she embraced a deeply atmospheric and sensitive approach to landscape painting. The softly filtered light, coupled with a focus on topographical accuracy, gives us a composition where the open space appears to expand and unfold gracefully. The city, a soft-toned amphitheatre, unfurls to meet the golden shoreline, watched over by the Castel dell'Ovo, facing Mount Vesuvius. The overarching sense of calm quells any threat from the volcano. This is more than a landscape, however. In the foreground, a woman dressed in red is helping some beggars. This is Baroness Augustine Gros, the wife of the famous painter Antoine Jean Gros. Here, Sarrazin de Belmont pays tribute to the memory of her kind-hearted friend. Sarrazin was the executor of her friend's estate after she died in 1842. The Musée des Augustins holds a view of Florence and another of Rome, celebrating two further virtues of Madame Gros. The artist donated these works to the museum in 1859 in memory of the Gros couple's links to Toulouse. Yet the presence of this heroine remains unobtrusive. As in the works of Claude Joly, known as Le Lorrain, this luminous sentimental painting depicts a special relationship with scale, where the human figure is secondary to the majesty of nature.